With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Maureen Rive. If your information was stolen as part of the cyber attack on the region's hospitals last year, you'll receive a letter in the mail this month. Over 175,000 patients from Erie Shores Healthcare, Hotel du Grace Healthcare, and Windsor Regional Hospital will be notified. Chatham-Kent Health Alliance President Lori Marshall says each hospital is sending out their own letters.
An individual could receive more than one if by chance their information was included in a breach and stolen data from more than one facility.
Information could include a combination of names, addresses, health card numbers, and diagnoses. Windsor police are investigating after shots were fired at a home in Ford City. Officers were called to Droulard Road around Ontario Street at 7:30 Tuesday morning. They found two bullets inside the house. They believe they were shot in the early morning hours. No physical injuries were reported. Emmerich Plastics, part of the Windsor Mold Group, will be closing its facility. Unifor Local 195 President Emile Naboot confirmed the union reached a closure agreement with the owners. Some of the operation will move to the company's other facility, Precision Plastics, in Amherstburg. Public school board trustees voted to change the name of Kingsville's new school last night, but many are still not happy. At a special meeting, the school's name was revised from Erie Migration Academy to Erie Migration District School. The adjustment was made after students pointed out the acronym could stand for an explicit sexual act. The new K-12 school is set to open in September. In the NHL tonight, the Tampa Bay Lightning are in Toronto, and in the NBA, the Pistons are in Atlanta and the Raptors take on Minnesota. In Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays are in Houston. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers or flurries and a low of +3. The chance of showers or flurries continues in the morning and then a breezy high of 8 for tomorrow afternoon. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.